With that, I'm going to hand the call off to our first speaker, Eric Kaufman.
Hello. I want to address the polling miss, first of all, and why it took place. The first thing to note, of course, is the size of the miss this time. According to 538, on the popular vote, Biden was supposed to take it by 8.5 points. It turned out to be only about 4.4 points. That's a very large polling error. More importantly, locally, errors were as large as 8 points in states like Ohio and Wisconsin, 5 or 6 points in Michigan, Florida. These are crucial states for those who are predicting the result. But what I really want to focus on is the systematic direction of the error, not the error itself. It's a very difficult thing to predict an election to within 1 or 2 points. But the fact that the error went against Trump in both 2016 and 2020, I live in Britain, and something similar happened with regard to the Brexit vote here that people assume that the Remain vote would take it. Now, this is not a conspiracy, as some on the right allege. However, it is also not the case that progressive cultural norms and narratives are also not culpable. And I want to make the point that, in fact, they have a role to play in explaining some of this miss. So the point, I want to now move on to the question of who the pollsters got wrong. And what really jumps out this time is the big skew with white college-educated voters. White working-class voters were predicted wrong by the polls, but it was the white college-educated voters that the ABC poll, for example, got off by 28 points. Pew, between 18 and 23 points. These are massive misses. And this is partly because this goes against a narrative that white college-educated voters are smarter, too smart to vote for a buffoon like Trump, put off by his racism and his crudity. Could it be that this narrative was playing a role? Second point is that the focus in a lot of the polls is very much on demographics and social factors, education, race, for example. But actually, most of the variation in support for Trump is within group, not between group. And so, for example, if you actually run a model of Trump voting, you'll find that education might predict 1% of the variation. Attitudes to illegal immigration will predict 30% of the variation. Anything that gets closer to those psychological attitudes, which some social psychologists term authoritarianism, that is going to get you a lot closer to the answer. And so it's this variation within social category that pollsters really need to start to try and control for and are missing. David Shore, for example, commented that in the general social survey, the number of people who say they don't trust other citizens is 20 points higher than in the a lot of the polls. So the polls, even though they are correcting properly for education, are systematically missing these low-trust voters, and that correlates increasingly with voting for Trump. So you have a psychological and an attitudinal factor that's not picked up by the weighting. The next point I want to make, however, is this question of social norms and political correctness, which I believe plays an important role. A number of experiments have shown, for example, in 2017, Lucian Gideon Conway showed that when you primed respondents with a passage about the importance of political correctness, support for Trump increased substantially. Ashley Jardina in 2019 showed similarly that describing Trump's policies as racist tends to increase support for them amongst certain voters in the population. It's interesting in this regard that a couple of Republican pollsters, Frank Luntz, reports that, first of all, Republican voters were twice as likely as Democrat voters to say they wouldn't share their views with their friends by 19 to 9 points. Secondly, that many expressed resentment that pollsters would misrepresent their views and that they didn't trust pollsters, who often come with an academic or a corporate label. And indeed, trust in universities has seen a substantial decline, as has trust in media amongst Republican voters since 2015, from 31 to 14% in the media. Trust in media in universities has dropped also by over 30 points between 2015 and 2017. So we've got an increasing, what I would argue, is a reactance problem. People reacting against what they see as a hostile or unfriendly pollster who doesn't represent them. Now, we can argue about the merits of the case, but it's interesting that Josh Krauscher cited a couple of Republican strategists who, in interviewing suburban voters, heard that respondents complained about, quote, the excesses of so-called cancel culture, pointing to an environment where employees worried they can be fired or punished for heterodox views. This has been backed up by a Cato study, which recently found that 60% of Republicans with a master's or doctoral degree said they worried about their careers if their views became known to their co-workers. In fact, 88% of Republicans say the political climate these days prevents me from saying things I believe because others may find them offensive. Only 44% of Democrats do. So we have a significant degree then of reticence amongst Republican voters, which is, I would argue, resulting in both a certain degree of shyness and certainly reactance to being contacted by pollsters. And so pollsters are missing this group because of that reactance to political correctness. And we've seen declines in trust in important institutions associated with polling, such as the media and universities. What then might be the solution to all this? And I think the solution beyond trying to roll back some of the excesses of political correctness and speech policing and norm violation policing is actually to think about how you might weight a survey by a question, such as a question on trust, or a question perhaps on a key attitude that's relatively stable, perhaps a death penalty, something that can get away from simple, crude social categories and allow pollsters to weight their surveys more accurately would, in my estimation, help to get around this problem of reactance and non-response bias that's increasingly plaguing polls and that cannot be corrected by simple demographic weighting. Thanks very much.